بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين، وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Honorable scholars, dear brothers in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's a great pleasure and honor to be standing here amongst all of you, sharing with you these beautiful, wonderful days of the holy month as we start them. We start them with the invocation, hoping and asking Allah Azza wa Jal to guide us, to show us the path. For these nights are the nights where the gates of heaven is widely opened. And as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi as he says in his speech, describing the beauty of the month, he describes it to the point those who open their minds understand the significance and the importance of this month. When he says that the devils are chained in this month, the gates of heaven are open in this month, brothers, it is our duty to go and grasp this opportunity, to go after it, to seek it, to see what we can get out of it. And as we look at our actions in this month specifically, but in every month, in every day, for we are all responsible in everything we do. It's amazing how Allah Almighty has explained everything for us in the absolute word of His reflected in the Holy Quran. And the Quran, once we tap into this ultimate source of knowledge, infinite, لَا تَفْنَى عَجَائِبُهُ. The wonders are infinite, endless. All we have to do is tap into it. And everything we do, brothers, and I just realize and recognize, I do apologize from not addressing the sisters, so my apology. But everything we do, every action we take, you can see it has two prongs to it. One, that's the exterior, what you see. Now I'm speaking. I'm here, you can hear the words. Later we'll be reading the supplication, Dua al-Iftitah. You can hear the beautiful words recited. But then beyond that, there is the interior action, the interior work that goes into backing the foundation of that exterior work. Everything we do, there's an exterior action, and then there's an interior to it. And when you look at the Holy Quran, because we need to understand even our actions through the Holy Quran. We need to see how to live our journey through the Holy Quran. We need to live the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, most of the problems that we have around the world, specifically for the Muslims, is because we lost touch of the Holy Quran. We need to grab it up again. Take it. Take ownership of it. With Ahlul Bayt salamullahi ta'ala alayhim guiding us into the understanding of this book, perfecting our actions. And when we look at the Quran, such a beautiful word. It's like when you look at it, it's like a painting. Every verse is like a stroke of a painting. Once looked together, it has a beauty, illustrious, unbelievable. It grabs you. It takes you. It guides you. It makes you live. Without it, your life is death. With it, you're living life. It's amazing, the Holy Quran, the wonders in it. All we need to do is tap into it. All we need to do is look and give our hearts to the Quran, because the Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, God Almighty. Let's not give our hearts to everyone else. Sometimes you see the heart, the soul, the nafs, you can see it's in turbulence, it's not tranquil. The reason? It's in everywhere. There is no focus. A lot of the brothers and the sisters, as they grow up, as we grow up, they try to seek some guidance, some direction. And they look everywhere, but they miss what's in front of them, the Holy Quran. We try to get guidance from everyone, we get scattered minded. We don't focus. Our focus truly is, once we look at the Holy Quran, once we tap into the Holy Quran, knock on its doors, and not just say it. We truly try to understand the meanings behind the words of Allah. Once we do that, those gates open, you'll see that guidance and that focus. Our hearts cannot be scattered. Our hearts cannot be led by any other than the Quran. Allah Almighty says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا رَجُلًا فِيهِ شُرَكَاءُ مُتَشَاكِسُونَ. Allah is giving us an example. A man led by too many partners. Look at the beautiful example Allah Azza wa Jalla sets for us here. A man, a human being led by too many, yet we go further in the verse. وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا لِرَجُلٍ. But another man, he listens to one only. One listens to many and one listens to one. هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا. Are these two examples alike? Allah is telling us these two examples alike. Now take that verse, apply it to us. How many guides do we have in our lives? Let's not misunderstand this. Our parents are guides. Our elders are guides. Our teachers are guides. Because they will not teach us but what the Quran tells us. So they are guide within the guide to the same path. الصراط المستقيم. الحمد لله. Allah says, praise be to the Lord, Allah. بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون. But many of us just do not see the way. We just lose focus. Why? Very simple. We lose focus because of the things that we see outside, the beautification, the paintings, Iblis, what he does. He says in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, describing what Iblis, Satan, will do. He will paint things for us to look good. And we go after it, try to grasp it. But once we get that information, once we get that guide from the Holy Quran, we can't stop there. We need to get that information, let it sink. Because information alone is useless. I can rattle off so much words, so many verses of the Holy Quran, talk about it, just say words after words and be memorizing the Holy Quran without even knowing a word what it means or how to practice it. The words of the Holy Quran, once we think about it, we comprehend it, it turns from information into knowledge. And true knowledge, once it's instilled in our hearts and minds, it provokes us for action. And what is a better action than the action provoked by the Holy Quran? Allah says, and look what that action does. Look what the Holy Quran describes when knowledge is mixed in our flesh and bones. What it does. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
Those who believe.
وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ
Those who believe and their hearts are tranquil, they're rested. How? By the mentioning of Allah, by the remembrance of Allah. Remembrance, brothers and sisters, is something instilled in our hearts and minds, and nothing can be instilled unless we think about it, unless our heart grasped it from our minds and thought about it and wants to practice it. Allah doesn't stop here in the verse. Let's continue. See what Allah says, emphasizing the point.
أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ
Allah is saying, yes, by the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, those hearts become tranquil. You know when it becomes tranquil, what happens to you? Each and every one of us, brothers and sisters, work throughout their lives to get what? You ask anyone. The younger, the older, everyone. So what do you want to do in life? Well, I don't want much, they tell you. I'm a very simple man, or woman. Maybe the women are a little bit harder to ask. We'll stick to the men. What is it you want in life? They said, we want happiness. We want to be happy. Allah describes happiness in what way? تَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ Tranquil of the heart. That heart, when it's not being pulled in 10,000 directions, oh my God, will I make enough money tomorrow? Oh my God, will I have enough customers tomorrow? Oh my God, will... These are people pulling you, things pulling you in different ways. But when you have Allah in your mind, your school is fine, your business is fine, your life is fine, everything revolves around the mentioning of Allah. Then Allah continues in the Holy Quran.
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
Again, those who believe.
وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ
And enjoying good. They don't stop at keeping the information and the knowledge up here or down here. No, they act on it. They don't tell you pray and they don't pray. They don't tell you read and they don't read. They don't tell you do good and they don't do good. Brothers and sisters, one of the most important things we can accomplish in this month and throughout our lives is not only learning. Learning alone doesn't do it. Learning is a step. The reality of the matter is, it's all about building the character of the Muslim. And building the Muslim character does not happen if you do not take that knowledge and practice it and show it and reflect it. Not for the sake of showing off in front of the people. No. For the sake of showing what Allah taught you. To be the servant of Allah. To submit to Allah. To be a submitter. To show what submission is. When you submit to Allah Azza wa Jal, God Almighty, there is no reason for you but to have a good, excellent character. And we go on with that. But we do this for what?
طُوبَى لَهُمْ وَحُسْنُ مَآبٍ
Yes, Allah says, see, here's the difference, brothers and sisters. We, like anyone else, when you left your house today, did you know the direction where you're going to? Obviously, you're all here. Unless you were randomly going, picking streets. Oh, let me go this street, let me go that street. You had a direction, you had a goal. You knew where you're going to be at, right? You had to have a direction. You need to ask yourself, I need to ask myself, we all need to ask ourselves, what is the purpose of our life on earth? Yet, what is our direction? The purpose is clear in the Holy Quran. We'll cover this inshaAllah. But mainly we need to see the journey is going to end somewhere. Where is it? Is the journey, when I'm a kid, trying to be in elementary school? Or my goal is I want to go through high school. And once I go through high school, what happens? Man, I gotta finish college and university. And then, open business? No, the brothers might get mad at me. Or find a job? I think it's getting married. Depending. I don't know how the culture is here. But every time we have goals for every 3-4 years, my goal is this. Let me ask you, brothers and sisters, what is your goal for your entire life? Because the reality, there are two realities, you can't run away. Do anything you want. Be anything you want. I assure you, there are two things you cannot escape. Two realities. The fact that we are here, exist, alive, and the fact we're going to die. You cannot run away from it. But the problem is, are we going to be example of the holy Imam salamullahi ta'ala alayhi, the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he says, النَّاسُ نِيَامٌ, people are asleep, فَإِذَا مَا تُسْتَيْقَظُ, but when they die, they wake up. Is that the example how we're going to be? We need to be awake right now. We need to see the guide. We need to see the end point. And the hereafter is the end point. Allah Azza wa Jal says another verse in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا.
Whoever strays away from my remembrance. Some people just put Allah on the shelf, astaghfirullah. The remembrance of Allah is second hand. It's only when I have an exam tomorrow I remember Allah. It's only when I don't have the money to pay my debt, God, where are you? It's only we remember Allah Azza wa Jal when we need Him. And some just completely say, we don't need Him, astaghfirullah. Allah says, we're going to give him, we're going to strain him in this life.
وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى.
And on the day of judgment, how are we going to resurrect him? Allah tells you, we're going to resurrect him blind. The question, how? Look how man, when he's resurrected in the hereafter, he's going to argue with Allah.
قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى.
God, why did you resurrect me and I'm blind? Why is it that I'm blind after this resurrection? Man is asking God.
وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا.
But in this world, in the world that passed, I used to see. What happened? The reply comes back.
قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا.
Allah tells man, you know what? I gave you my verses, my signs, but you forgot it. You avoided it. You put it on the shelf. That Holy Quran, how many times you grabbed it and read it? You put it on the shelf.
وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى.
And therefore today you'll be forgotten. You forget us in this life, we forget you in the hereafter. It's an equation, brothers and sisters. A plus B equals C. There is nothing to it. It's not nuclear science, it's not rocket science, it's very simple. Allah gave it to us, told us, here you go, here's the word. It's so clear. We need to open it up, we need to read it. Once we read it, it's simple math. 1 plus 1 equals 2. There is no 2.5, 2.1.5, it is 2. And whatever you plant, whatever you put, you're going to gain. The fruits are going to show up. And in this month, brothers and sisters, we try to focus on a few things. The things that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam told us and taught us. And I would like to make myself first and everyone pay attention to these important words, because we're lucky to have the holy month of Shahr Ramadan. It's 1 out of 12. It's 1/12 of your time. God wants you to focus on it in a different way. He wants to revive you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in the month of Sha'ban, he tells us about this holy month, and let's not waste it. All I want to do is remind myself and everyone is not to waste this month. But you might ask why. Let's remember what he said.
أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ,
the Prophet addressed the people, all people.
إِنَّهُ قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ,
the month of Allah has approached you.
بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ,
three things. Barakah, blessings. Rahmah, mercy. Maghfirah, forgiveness. My Lord. These things, three things.
شَهْرٌ هُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَفْضَلُ الشُّهُورِ,
Allah Azza wa Jalla, this month is the best of months. Best of months.
وَأَيَّامُهُ أَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامِ,
the days are the best of days.
وَلَيَالِيهِ أَفْضَلُ اللَّيَالِي,
and the nights are the best of nights.
وَسَاعَاتُهُ أَفْضَلُ السَّاعَاتِ,
and the hours are the best of hours.
هُوَ شَهْرٌ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَى ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ,
it is a month Allah Azza wa Jal has invited you to what? To His hospitality. I don't know. But I know a human being, once he invites you, a hospitable, generous man or woman, when they invite you to their house, they'll open everything for you. So generous. What about Allah Almighty? He is telling us, this is the month. It's open. Come and grab it. Take it. All you need to do is direct yourselves.
وَجُعِلْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ كَرَامَةِ اللَّهِ,
and you are made to be made from the honorable ones of by Allah. And look at this. Brothers and sisters, listen to these words by the illustrious. Listen to these words by the seal of the prophets. Listen to this word. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam tells us,
أَنْفَاسُكُمْ فِيهِ تَسْبِيحِ,
your breath is glorification. أَنْفَاسُكُمْ
وَنَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةِ,
your sleep is worship.
وَعَمَلُكُمْ فِيهِ مَقْبُولٌ,
and your action, everything you do is accepted by Allah. He is literally telling you, just do anything. The question is how? Your intention must be for Allah. This is the key. The key is your intention. لا خير, there is no use of work, action with no good intention. Your intention must be molded into your action. And your action must be molded around your intention. The intention should be the core of your action. A very good example, brothers and sisters, is on the day of Ashura, we have two camps. They both prayed. They both offered prayers. Salamullahi ta'ala alayh. Ruhi lahu al-fida al-imam al-Husayn. Salamullahi ta'ala alayh. And look at the other side. La'natullahi alayhi. It's all the same action, prayer, but the intention was different. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam goes on saying,
وَدُعَاءُكُمْ فِيهِ مُسْتَجَابٌ,
Your supplication in this month is accepted.
فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ بِنِيَّاتٍ صَادِقَةٍ
Ask Allah, your Lord, with pure, true intentions.
وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ
And pure hearts.
أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِصِيَامِهِ
That He may make you successful in fasting this month. Does that mean to stop eating and drinking? No, let's read on. What does he say?
وَتِلَاوَةَ كِتَابِهِ
And reciting his book.
فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيِّ مَنْ حُرِمَا غُفْرَانَ اللَّهِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ الْعَظِيمِ
The wicked and the loser is the one who does not receive the forgiveness of Allah in this great month. Brothers and sisters, tonight I try to capture the concept of action and intention. The importance of knowing and knowledge and acting on that knowledge. The importance of the niyyah, of the intention in that knowledge. The spirit of that knowledge lays right in the intention. It carries that action. It takes it all the way to the Day of Judgment. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal guidance to His path, to the straight path, through following the steps of the chosen ones. I ask the Almighty Allah to forgive us all our sins and grant us His mercy.
Allahumma kun li waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على رسول الله محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته